Happy New Year, dorks. They're finally gonna go and raid the vault. Definitely this episode, it's gonna happen, and it's gonna go well, and everyone's gonna be happy. Let's roll. Okay, we got a plan.
All right, like
do we know what... You think it's just some sort of, like, magic no-look-in-here wall they got around the secret vault, Blagthicus? Or you think it's, like, an alarm?
Either, I mean, they've had enough time to put up an actual wall. So it could be a real wall. It could be a magical wall. I'm sure it's alarmed, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure whatever's behind it is not something you want to... See.
You might want to attune to your... It's not. It shouldn't be dark in there, right? To make the anti-magic field thing go off.
Because
what we'll probably want to do...
No, draconians can't see in the dark, so there's going to be torches and shit.
So what we're going to want to do there...
Yes, I'm listening.
No, he's not. He's playing Pelican.
Audemon?
Yes.
Attune to that.
I will.
So that when we go through... Assuming there's a magic alarm, that should not trigger it if we go through with anti-magic field.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Either it's going to turn it off and disable it, or it's going to pass through, and then it'll probably be turned back on when we get through it.
But if it's an anti-magic field and there's an alarm on it, when the anti-magic field turns the alarm off, the person that
they're
has,
mixing magic.
Yeah,
it's like a magic electricity current on their physical alarm.
Well, they'll know that the alarm isn't there anymore, right?
Yeah, but it'll be too late by then.
Yeah, that's true. Okay.
After the fact, they'll know.
Yeah.
But not... I'm saying, like, it shouldn't trigger an alarm. Unless these are, like, the fucking smartest people.
They're not.
Where they're a mix of magic and physical alarms. This alarm is off when the magic is on. Therefore, when it turns off,
I'm not saying,
the magnets turn on the physical.
So I'm not saying that it is
that complicated.
It's that complicated, but it's there's definitely a mixture of physical and magical traps.
Sure.
So... You're going to want to watch a lot of shit. You.
Yeah, you're going to have to check for traps as we're going through the thing.
You're triggering Bruce with all this mixing talk.
Okay. What are we doing?
I think we're going to wait till nighttime. Yeah. I think we got about as good of a plan as we're going to get.
Seems pretty irritating.
I mean, unless we just want, like, Audemon to sneak in tonight and say, you want to sneak in by yourself?
No.
Okay.
So,
we're gonna try.
As you're
sometimes
leaving,
he says yes to those
sometimes
things.
He does. It's true.
As you're getting ready to leave Blackthicus's tower, he's like, "Whoa, stop! Hold on." Resmir's outside. She's gonna. Looks like she's gonna knock. So you guys need to go hide. There's no reason you should be here.
We'll just go into your back room. Well, she's not going to your bedroom, right?
No.
Right.
Glenn, you can go in my back room. So he opens the door and you hear Resmir. So, good news and bad news.
What's the good news?
I like to start things off positive.
Who was that? Like, he's like, what? Yeah, okay, good news, bad news. She's like, well, you're not going to be with us as long as you thought. Bad news is you got to pick up the pace. We need to be there in 2 days.
Good thing we didn't spend extra time.
Good thing.
And it's possible that Tiamat's reagent.
So,
a lot of chemical talk in this.
Tiamat's reagent will meet us halfway.
Oh my god!
So,
can you tell him not to?
You hear from the back.
Figure out
don't
how to
do it.
Like, there's like that thing. He's huge. He can't. I don't even think the castle would hold him. He's gigantic. Like, what do you? I mean,
is
I know
he
a
big black cock.
Stop.
His cock alone is going to take up the entire upper courtyard. He was just getting changed. No, he's like, I don't know, I mean, fine, if that's the case, but I don't think he's going to have anywhere to land. She's like, well, you're going to have to treat him a little bit, with a little more respect. I mean, he's basically Tiamat's second in command as a dragon. And I mean, I know we're paying you a lot, but this is also a matter of you don't want to piss him off. And Black,
you're gonna let him talk to you like that?
Black is like,
I can't be with a man that's that willing to just.
He goes, all right, we'll figure something out, but just know that it's not going to be easy, and I'm going to up my payment. She's like, that's fine.
Oh, not being easy is tight.
What do you need for this inconvenience? And he goes, 10,000 gold. She's like, 7. Yeah, okay, that's fine.
He's not a very good negotiator.
She leaves, and he didn't think it was going to mean anything. She leaves, and he's
like, while they're talking, Weeblo wants to look around his bedroom that we snuck into for a second.
Lots of dildos, lots of
John Stahl's dad.
Gigantic cloud-sized giant dildos. Some clean.
They're
some
all Glenn-shaped.
All with the name Glenn 1, Glenn 2.
Weeblo looks around
3.
In horror.
He's like, this is awful. This is the worst thing I've ever seen.
You see, he's
don't turn around, buddy.
Eye straight.
It's a single tear.
He's carved. He's carving a new one. That, you know, says Glenn, my love. I guess it's going to be for him.
Oh,
so I wore the other ones out
because it looks like it's smaller. Yeah. No, it's a fairly normal bedroom. There's a lot of books, there's a lot of
nerd
parchment, a lot of like half spell components spread out. It's like a wizard bedroom. But I mean, if you want to look further,
I was just going to see if there's anything easy within potential reach that he might not notice, like if there was like a shield or something.
I heard an airplane, and I thought it was electricity, and I thought, I'm like,
Are we gonna get electrocuted?
But I forgot the windows open. Okay, so yeah, there's nothing. It doesn't look like there's anything in the room.
Yeah, that's fine. Just check. Glance over.
Like I said, it seems like Galacticus is on the up and up because he has
all things considered,
he has a lot to gain from this plan working. Because he's getting paid anyway, and now he's gonna get paid more.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, we all each got 1,200 platinum pieces.
True.
Recently.
Mm-hmm.
Probably going to steal another 500 or so from this. Shoving things in our pockets.
True.
It's like that scene in Peacemaker when they go into his like den of things he stole from the criminals.
Why do you have all this money? It's blood it's money. Blood money. He's got fucking millions of dollars.
Alright. So, Resmir leaves. Black this, like, come out now. And Resmir's like,
you son of a
you
bitch.
Dumb bitch.
I forgot my phone.
Should have cast the invisibility.
Yeah. Really wish you didn't come back.
Yeah. Well, I think I should have waited a little bit.
So we come out, yeah.
It was, you did wait, obviously, a decent amount of time. So.
We also probably has ways of detecting if someone's leaving or not.
True. Bad news, you're probably going to need to get this done tonight. Or,
bad news, you're fucked.
Or that's it.
There's
no planned on it.
Nah. That's what we were planning now. That's fine.
And if shit goes down, you're...
We'll be right back here. You can help us.
Yeah, we'll be like, the plan you had us do that you came up
we'll
with
be
all
popping into this hole.
No. I will completely and totally sell you out if this doesn't work.
Please do not.
Just no.
You're going to sell us out?
Yes.
No, that's rough.
Well, maybe not you, Glenn. I'll say you were being coerced. you can stay with me under house arrest.
For a price.
Yeah. I'll take this one.
Don't execute him. He's my sex slave.
He's going to rape you.
Oh, that's much worse. Okay. So, yeah, he's like, I mean, I don't really have any recourse because if they know I did it, they're going to kill me, like, and pretty much destroy my castle.
Sure.
I mean, even though there's not a lot of these, there's still a couple more. We're glad you chose a floating castle, and we're glad that it was us. We know you have a lot of choices.
Leave a rating review on Yelp.
And floating castles. So, yeah.
How big is this region?
Exact numbers.
Gargantuan.
Please. So he's not going to be here tomorrow, but probably the next day.
Well, probably like closer to nighttime of tomorrow.
Okay. Because we're going to want to
get the fuck out.
Well, either get the fuck out or thin some more of the herd before he gets here.
Before we have to fight him.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's gargantuan. So, real big.
I think we can reason with him.
That doesn't feel right.
I mean, he's definitely intelligent. But reasoning might be problematic.
Have you heard of Helm?
No.
Fire breath.
Is it Red Dragon?
Maybe.
Oh my god. He said Fire Breath. It's Red Dragon.
Shut up. Metagame!
Red Dragon.
Good movie.
Alright, well, I guess short of any other prepping, we would consider like we're back to long rested and everything.
Yeah.
Attuned.
No. You go back to your room, right?
Yeah.
You are there for a few minutes, and you hear a knock at the door.
Who is it?
Resmir.
Landshark. Yes. Hello.
May I come in?
Yes, come on in.
Okay. She comes in. Where were you guys? You've been missing for like we had some shit for you to do. Where were you missing like the whole day?
Do we do day jobs here?
Yeah.
Just wandering around.
Yeah. We're gonna make a plan because we're gonna attack a town.
We don't need you.
We're attacking a town?
Yeah.
Are we going to the other place there where this castle's going?
Yeah, that's where we're going, and then there's a town that we're gonna attack.
Oh.
That's why we have the money so that we can play the mercenaries.
Oh.
Duh.
Got it.
You tell us the whole plan.
It's a war. It's a dry war. We're an army.
I guess.
Anyway.
I guess that makes sense.
We want you guys to take a...
sabbatical.
Resty.
Hold on. We want you guys to to at least take a couple of phalanx with you.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be in charge of them. So.
Okay. How many people's in a phalanx?
Depends. Changes. Could be, or about 100.
Okay.
Each? Not each.
Wow, oh, okay.
I think we would probably have two of you in charge. We'd probably give Vanta, since she has the most experience, a phalanx to herself, so 300 people.
Okay. And then we'll just attack the town? Kill everybody?
I mean, you could kill, rape, whatever.
Oh my god.
Choices.
I mean, it's just pillage. How about that?
Okay.
You pillage and rape and...
What town is it?
Pillaging.
It's, I hate you. I hate you so much. Hold on, I gotta look at the map.
Baldur's Gate.
Fuck!
It's not Baldur's Gate.
That town we left from the caravan.
See what you've done.
You fuck it all up.
Just make it town name up. It's fine. Levitt Town.
Levitt Town.
Ooh, I don't want to go there.
We're doing everyone there a favor.
I know. Just let them sack it. Jesus.
Downingtown. It's the Village Green. It's actually a village called Green.
Oh, okay. Like,
there's a village. Oh, so the name is just, we're in Green.
It's a
Have we been there? That sounds familiar.
You were there in the Mines of Phil Endeavor.
That was this campaign though, right?
Yeah. Yeah, you were there.
Okay.
You know the people in that
city. Yeah. Okay.
So you gotta kill them.
We remember things. I mean, we're not gonna kill them.
Vanta wasn't there, but you guys were. That's where Blail got eviscerated.
Flailed?
Blail got flailed.
Yeah, he did.
Flayed.
Flayed. God rest his soul.
What was the fucking stupid joke that you did? That made me laugh, and I hated myself.
That doesn't narrow
that. Yeah, that's a lot of this.
That's a lot.
I said he's splayed. And I think you mean displayed.
Episode 5.
Yeah, right?
That was a long time ago. Jesus Christ.
That's when we had all different players.
That was when Mike storms out.
The best. And he's probably dead. We haven't heard from him.
What's his last name? I can find him.
You heard of him?
I can't give you his last name on air. He might still. I doubt he listens because
he hates.
Good point.
But
I guess my question is, since he was a player, and he just said his name, does he have to do another shot?
No, he's been gone so long. No one's gonna fucking put two and two together. You shut your fucking mouth.
He just ruined his life. He's doxxed. He's been doxxed.
Yeah. Now everyone knows where he is.
Everyone knows a guy named Mike was on the thing.
Crazy. Moik.
Moik.
Anywhere USA.
Okay. Well, that's that all sounds good, Resmir. When do we want us to meet the Foulinx people?
Well, you're supposed to meet them today.
Oh. Wow. But, I see. That's why you're angry.
It's a little late now.
Okay. You know, we'll do it tomorrow.
Losing sunlight. All right.
The courtyard.
Please don't let this happen again. You know, you're now high-ranking members of the army, and you have
I didn't know we had to clock in.
You have duties.
Don't mind him.
Duty.
Still not a fan of Steve Pokemon.
That's okay.
I mean, he did pretty well in that fight, though.
So yeah.
I'm gonna give him a little credit.
Yeah,
I'm so strong.
All right. So next time. Just know, wait until like 10 o'clock before you leave. So
10 a.m.?
10 a.m.
Okay.
So that we can discuss.
The day.
What we have planned for that day.
Okay, I'll put it on my calendar.
Okay.
Will there be breakfast?
I think we're going to get it before then.
Oh, we get breakfast
before. Yeah.
I understand. Well, I didn't know if it was like a lunch and learn type of thing.
Where do you think you are?
At work.
I mean, that's right. You never know.
Sometimes you mean we have the brown bag? Come on. What kind of Ricky Dink shit is this?
Or is there at least going to be snacks?
Lunch and learn. You're basically just taking my lunch away.
I know. I hate that.
And you never learn anything.
And you're not even buying it.
And you're not even buying it for me.
Lunch and learn. Bring your own lunch. Fuck you.
I'm not going.
I think I'll learn shit.
We're calling it a lunch and work.
I'm calling it a you getting rid of your lunch.
Please don't eat on camera.
Why are we here?
Yeah, that's you're just making me think of next week and I'm getting sad. Alright. So Resmir leaves, she's pissed, she's not happy.
Mm-hmm.
Not happy
with that. Oh well. Women.
Time of the month.
Okay, Dixie.
Black half dragons have.
Am I?
Very heavy flow.
Taking a lot of abuse today.
So what?
Our token.
our token girl. What are you gonna do?
Can't even give my opinion about a fucking chicken sandwich.
You are put upon. I will.
Yes, my first world problems. Tired of wearing this burqa.
Well, it's.
And I want to learn how to drive.
It's, no.
It's what. It's the only thing that makes Bruce comfortable. You can only see the eyes.
I was telling Bruce the other day. There's this comedian. He was talking about he's like, man, those like Muslim guys. They've like dominated the females. He's like, it's great. You know. He's like, they figured it out. He's like, but they can't get anything else done. He's like, do you understand how long it would take me to get a tablecloth on my wife? He's like, I would not be able to get anything else done. He's like, it'd be like multiple fights. It would take me hours.
It's true. Alright.
Yeah, we're going to wear.
Alright, so
resting.
Okay.
We're going to rest. Great, ready to go. We're ready to do this.
Alright, so
you
let's. You
know McDonald there for a second. Like,
let's start. What are you guys doing first?
Who knows?
Oh, well, okay.
No, he's going to. He attuned to the anti magic stone.
Yes.
He attuned to the ring of invisibility.
Yes.
We're going to ethereal plane our way out and down to the thing.
Yes.
He's going to float his way down the side. And then,
And this is all going to work without a hitch.
That's right.
You tell us.
So you float down. You don't see anyone really in the on the wyvern roost, but you do hear some scuffling and muffled voices from down the pathway. Okay. So you get down there without a problem, and you're not invisible, right?
Yeah, I have the ring.
Okay, so you're invisible, so you could probably go check it out, but you definitely know that someone is.
Well, they're in the ethereal plane. Shouldn't they check it out?
You could.
Yeah, I mean, we can. I think we would do a quick look around in the ethereal plane.
Okay, so you see.
And obviously on the lookout for the battle mages in the ethereal plane.
Yes, right.
That's who I'm worried about.
Yeah. you do still see battle mages in the ethereal plane, but there's a lot of stuff you see in the ethereal plane, so they're not really recognizing you right now.
Yeah.
As long as you keep your distance.
Yeah, they're far enough away.
They're far enough away that you look just like, you know, a random person that popped into the ethereal plane.
Well, it's also very hazy there, isn't it?
It's very hazy.
I'm just saying it is.
It is. Yeah.
It's so hazy.
It's like, remember Silent Hill?
Yeah.
It's like Silent Hill.
It's like Lord of the Rings when Frodo puts the ring on.
What the fuck was that look? You're like,
I didn't watch Silent Hill.
No,
I didn't play it. I didn't play that game.
Oh my god. Get out of my house.
Yeah. Oh man, that was the straw. That was it.
Fuck out.
Fuck out of here.
Will not have this Silent Hill ignorance in my fucking house.
No.
All right. I tried.
So what do we say? So battle mages?
You see five battle mages.
Oh my god.
In the ethereal plane.
But they're far away.
But they're far enough away that you're not. You're like 30 feet away. You're pretty much where Zod is right now.
Mm-hmm.
You also see a multitude of guards. And it looks like they're keeping some guards in the ethereal plane as like a surprise attack thing.
Okay.
Those motherfuckers.
They're not dumb. They're not dumb. So it looks like even though the contingent of guards that are guarding the fake vault, there's more guards guarding the actual vault,
but hidden.
Mm. I'm looking to see if you can attack someone in the ether. Can
you cannot.
You attack
you can't.
Someone
no.
in the ethereal
no.
plane
no.
while you're in
no.
ethereal
no, you cannot.
Plane.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh.
What? How? Magic.
You exist fully within that plane. You can move and interact.
So you're going to attack everyone in the ethereal plane? No one will hear it.
I'm just saying it would be an option if we got rid of the people in the ethereal plane first.
That's true. Although I can't. I'm not in
here. You're not there. Yeah. You're going to be invisible waiting for everybody. Did something happen? Yeah.
There's like all kinds of battle and screaming. You're like,
I'm just floating there. I'm like,
Is there who's in the ethereal plane that we see?
All right, let me. I gotta roll. Got this.
Nothing.
Get your fighting pants on.
Yeah, okay. So you have there's five battle mages, like I said, and there are 10 look like draconians, the larger ones, like the one you fought when you proved yourself.
Yes.
Looks like there's 10 of those guys.
Oh, we don't want to fight all those guys.
That's a lot of proven.
The proven's in the pudding.
But if we go through these guards in the regular plane, they're obviously going to be summoned
back. Oh, yeah. That's what they're there for.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're the contingent.
Could we dimension? Well, this is too technical. If we have the anti-magic field in the material plane, would they be able to pop back in to the material plane from the ethereal plane?
I don't think at that point it's a magic thing. I think it's just a cancellation of magic. So if anything, if someone cast them into the ethereal plane and they were near the anti-magic thing, then it would take them out. But I don't think, since the anti-magic field is not in the ethereal plane, unless that's where you're taking it, it will pop them out. Yeah. So
where are you taking it?
Oh, so if you have it in the ethereal plane, you basically would push them out of the ethereal plane?
Right, because at that point, you're not. It's not magic, it's just plane shift. Okay. Like, you're in a different plane of existence. You're not... You can cast magic in the ethereal plane, so you can have anti-magic in the ethereal plane.
Mm-hmm. So we have a couple options here. I think at this point, we're going to pop out of the ethereal plane to get the Zod. Otherwise, it's kind of like...
Gonna get into a giant fight, and I'm just like...
Well, we're not gonna float in without you.
Aw, oh, thanks, buddy.
Is Vonta with you guys?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we all went. Because he can do himself plus three other people.
Ew.
And then you're floating down.
Yeah, I'm floating invisibly.
Gross.
So we can either go up to get these guards or send them down the hallway... But then we know there's other people in the ethereal plane.
Pop out and get us. Well, didn't he say if we alert anything, everybody's coming?
Yeah, big alarm, which we don't want.
Yeah, it's basically like think of it as like a much faster version of the fires in Lord of the Ring. Think of it like that.
So,
I mean, we could you can't dimension door because you're.
I mean, I can.
You can try to sneak. Well, the people in the ethereal plane can see you.
But if they can't see you from a certain distance, what if... No, I can't see you either. I was gonna
say. Can always try and ask Helm. Can always try you have to get...
Yeah, he loves hearing from you.
Well, that's
true. But you have to do your percentage thing.
Yeah,
but if you roll the percentage, then you might...
Right. Yeah, I'll contact him. Helm!
Hi, Glenn.
You see what we're doing?
Yeah.
You pay attention so much to us.
I'm omnipresent.
Oh, that's right. Anyway, you got any good ideas for how to get past these guys? Nope, same. Nope.
I mean, it looks like that wall is probably your best option that you saw, the solid wall. That looks solid.
It's false.
Well,
which way are these guards?
In the ethereal plane?
No, like the ones that we were looking at. Were they to the right?
They were to the right. They're
okay,
like
okay. So they're the other way.
They're the fake guards. Yeah,
okay,
they're the ones that are like just
out. not the, to the
and
left.
They look much less intimidating than the guards that you see in the ethereal plane.
But those are also to the right.
They were to the left.
Those were to the left.
Yeah, the ones that are in the ethereal plane are like basically sitting in the ethereal plane at that juncture.
Okay. So we could potentially throw the walk through with the anti-magic field, and they might pop out.
That's true.
Possibly. Helm's going to be super nice to Glenn right now. Yeah. So don't forget, Glenn, they might have stone-shaped the wall.
Well, I've got stone shape.
Right. I'm just saying it might not be a magic thing.
It might be a wall.
Might actually be a wall.
That's fair.
Anyway, I gotta go.
All right, bye, Glenn. I mean, bye, Helm.
Bye, one with me. I forget sometimes.
you're great. Bye.
That's gonna keep him going for a while. You called him great.
I'll remember this forever.
No, please don't.
You pouring more shots?
No, it's just
no. That stuff's gross.
I don't know. How do we want to get past these ethereal?
Kind of fucked. I don't know.
Because the only thing Glenn doesn't want to do is if those people, not all of them, pop out. One, how far away is the... Like, how big is this hallway? Because you don't have this to scale. Like, if we go 60 feet towards the wall and they pop out, the other people are, like, what, 120 feet the other way?
It's a choke point. It's definitely a choke point. So if you... When they pop in, they would be... in the larger section, and you'd be trying to get in and
through,
like, one person at a time.
Can you show what this would look like?
So, if you're looking at the map...
We are, yes.
See?
This spot right here is the choke point.
Yeah.
They'd all pop here, right? So they'd be able to take you on singularly. Just like, that's like a 5-foot...
Singular.
Unless we stone-shape the thing.
I mean, you could be stone shaped. You could try. Well, it's already stone shaped. You'd have to make us. You'd have to stone shape it to get in. Maybe
can we stone shape,
or it could be a
stone shape them into a mountain.
You only can do like a 5-foot area.
Yeah, it's not.
That would be funny though. I can encase them in stone.
Well, you can dimension door behind them.
I can.
Good. Although, well, will that give you enough time to? No, you need all three dimension doors on.
Also,
our left.
Because I gotta get out.
Also, you haven't seen in that room, so you don't know. You couldn't dimension door.
Yeah. We didn't.
You see could that say one. You can go. I want to go 50 feet.
Yeah,
that's
true. I can just do a direction. I just don't know what's in there.
Yeah. What if you? What if you're like up a cloud giant's ass?
You shunt to the side.
That's what I imagined. I think,
and there's some amount of damage.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. You get damage if you're like in the middle of a wall or something.
I didn't know that. All right.
It's like a clipping in a video game, essentially.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
God, this is fucking annoying. I just feel like, because we can't engage these guys. A, they're going to probably kill us. B, if they don't, they're going to summon every fucking other person in here.
Well, what we need to do...
I have an idea, but I can't say anything.
Any ideas, Cliff?
No.
Dixie?
Just start fighting my way through.
That's not a good one.
Let me see. So didn't Blacktickus give Glenn a stone to talk to him? He did, I think.
Yes, I believe
so. Oh, did he?
Yeah.
I forget that he did that.
So Blacktickus is like, how's it going, guys?
There's ethereal guards on the way to the secret vault. We're trying to figure out how to get past them.
Maybe the best way to get in is to go in the wrong direction. Meaning, why don't you have someone...
I've been trying to convince my wife of that for years.
It's the best way to go in.
Maybe if you have someone look like they're sneaking into the main vault, it will distract the other guards enough that you could sneak into the actual vault.
Wait a second. I can... Maybe piggyback off of this.
He's just drinking.
I can piggyback off this.
He's like, let me think about this.
Hold on.
Piggyback's my whiskey.
That's what you do when you have too much whiskey.
As a cantrip, I have message. Could I put a message in somebody's head, like, somebody's coming in that way, like, rather than actually have one of us go that way?
Not really.
No? You can't, like, kind of force the guy to be like,
wait a second. Because messages, they kind of know.
They know it's coming from something. Oh,
yeah. It's not, it's a cantrip, dude.
Well, but I mean, like, couldn't they think it was, like, one of the other guys? And just fuck, and they just go?
No.
Never mind. Then I can't, and I take another sip.
An awful lot.
Let's see. I mean, we could always have Mr. Invisibility over here.
Do what? Sacrifice himself?
Well, I mean, sneak over, cause a ruckus, try to get away.
I don't even. So he has the ring of invisibility.
So,
yeah,
so try to sneak, he means cause a ruckus.
But you have the ring.
Yeah, I would give it to you.
What?
It came out of the
Are we going to sit here and attune to it?
No.
Oh, that's right. Let's just give up.
Yeah, we'll go back.
Okay.
We're done. We all jump off the thing.
Done with everything.
That's the end of the adventure.
We blow survives though, because he's a barbarian.
Right.
I mean, can we do the old throw a rock and see if we get
that? I don't think they're gonna be that smart. That dumb.
They're gonna see the rock and be like, hey,
where did that come from? Let's go trace it.
One of us go check that out.
Yeah. What, it's not like old cartoons where they're just like the entire army chases after a sound?
You throw the rock and see exclamation points appear above their heads. Snake! Dun, 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 dun.
I mean, so Glenn potentially could do something because he has he could take his mask of disguise to disguise himself at least. And he could do ethereal plane and pop, or I don't know, try to sneak or whatever.
There are a couple people in the ethereal plane at the main vault too. Mm-hmm. There's just more in the ethereal plane.
Yeah, guarding the real vault.
The real vault.
We couldn't That's too far to stone shape our way to the main vault, isn't it?
Yeah, that would be pretty difficult.
I mean, he could just use, like, a wand to fireball.
I mean, I would definitely get someone's attention.
No one has fly, right?
No.
I mean, I'm currently doing that.
Well, levitating, right? It's different.
It's, yeah.
Could he get around to the other wyvern?
Ascendant step is what I have.
What?
Could he get around to the other...
roost?
Well, he could go this way, right?
Yeah, you go to the porch. He could go to the porch and around.
I'm saying, like, he can get from that wyvern thing around to the porch on the other side.
Yeah.
And then what?
He's closer to the main vault.
Yes. Right. But I'm saying he could take my wand of fireball and fire off a couple of them.
Could do that.
And, sure. I don't know.
I mean, I have fireball. I could do that.
But he can levitate.
Oh.
So he can go outside of the castle. And right. Make his way over, right? And he's invisible. That might be our best bet.
Just cause a ruckus over there and get people drawing over.
Then how would you get back in?
Right.
I mean, how long would it take him to go around the outside of the castle?
I would say around.
Just around?
Just around.
You know what Glenn's gonna do? He had used this before, and I forgot he had it. Where is it? It's not true sight, but it's basically like true sight.
Blind sight?
It is called... because he wants to see what the people are doing in the realm. Where is it?
I mean, if you're in the ethereal plane, you can see both planes.
But we popped out.
Oh.
Right, because we were
figuring
out what to do. The fuck is it called? Oh, it's just called True Sight. Duh.
it's like True Sight, but it's
True Seeing. That's what it is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, True Seeing. It gives... I can see things as they are. Remember I used that one before?
As they are.
So, I can... it's basically, for the duration, the creature has True Sight, notices secret doors hidden by magic, and can see into the ethereal plane all out to a range of 120 feet.
Nice. That's pretty sweet. That's a good spell. Yeah, so, I'm going to say if you cast that, you're going to notice that while the wall is actually stone-shaped, it's very thin.
Mm-hmm.
So you know that it's probably pretty easy to get through.
We might not need to cast a spell.
Just hammer it and go through. But you probably want to time it with whatever large sounds you're making.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of Shawshank it.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you to use 2 charges of the Wand of Fireball. Be like, and then we would know to time it to the second.
Yep.
Yeah,
so
that's a good idea.
You do a count. That's smart. Okay.
And then once we hear the first fireball, then we know to... we could see that if the people in the ethereal plane make their way away.
Mm-hmm.
Assuming they do.
So I'm floating around to the outside. I'm shooting the fireballs inside and then floating back over.
You're shooting them towards the main vault. Yeah.
Which... I guess they wouldn't really trace it because they wouldn't think people are shooting from outside, right?
I mean, they might think people are coming from that area, but that's fine.
Yeah.
Because then they'll go to that area.
And they still have to they have less people there, so they're going to have to draw the other people in first anyway.
Yeah.
So I'll probably be well going.
Yeah, and then as soon as you're done the second one, you just fucking go. Yeah.
And I'm invisible, so they aren't going to see me right away anyway. All right. Let's do it.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to follow. I'm just following.
I'm there.
All right, I'm going to need everyone.
Nope.
Yep.
We refuse.
I rolled a 20.
You're gonna need to roll a performance check because you're basically trying to fool people.
19.
Okay, that's pretty good enough.
I go plus 8 performance.
Yeah, you're fine. For the first ball. You're fine for the first ball. You cast the ball.
Yeah.
You see the people in the ethereal plane. You see most of them leave. But
like there's like two still battle mages back. And two draconians that hang back.
Okay. I warn him that we're going to want his your anti-magic field as we go to burst through the wall so that we can pull them out of the ethereal plane.
That's smart.
I'm ready.
Maybe. If that's how that works.
It's not.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought that's how he said it.
If this spell is being cast in the ethereal plane and you're in the ethereal plane with the anti-magic thing, then yes, you could get them
that's out. That's what he was saying.
Is that what you're saying?
They're already in the ethereal plane.
No, they are out. They said they popped out.
You tell me.
Didn't you say you popped out of the ethereal
plane? We popped out of the ethereal plane, right. Yes.
So what we said, what we decided was that if you do, if the person that's in the ethereal plane is the one that did the magic for the ethereal plane, then the anti-magic field would only work in the ethereal plane. So it wouldn't work in the material plane.
Mm-hmm.
There's no, I mean, it's anti-magic, but it's basically still a type of magic.
Yeah.
So it wouldn't pull them out of the ethereal plane.
So we see a few of them go, but mm-hmm. not all of them.
Right.
And how many
but they might pop out if they see us coming anyway.
Yeah, probably.
To try to stop us.
Probably. That's probably why they stayed behind.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I think we have to risk it. We don't have that much choice.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah. all right. So are you casting the second fireball?
Same performance?
Same performance.
21.
Yeah. yeah, you're fine. Okay, so...
Does that make the other ones move at all?
No, it makes one of the other ones move.
Oh!
Now it's one battle mage and two draconians.
Okay.
Yeah, that's not so bad.
And then you're going to smash the wall.
Smash. Well, we smash the wall when we shot the second one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, with the sound.
Right. Roll a strength check.
Which, wouldn't that... I mean, even if they're, like, waiting back, wouldn't they also react to the sound? They'd probably be like...
Yeah, they're going to look away.
So, like, they might not even see you hit the wall.
No, they'll see. They're right there.
Okay.
They're going to see the wall.
I still say you keep the anti-magic field on initially.
Yeah, okay.
Until we see what happens. Because we don't know what's in that room.
True.
And we don't know what other alarms. And I guess there's not going to be time for him to check for traps if we're bum-rushing the fucking wall.
Yes.
I mean...
Stop, they go check off for things. Traps!
But at least stop will enemy magical alarm. Yes. If there was one.
Yep.
Alright, so we blow strength check.
Yep.
It's going to be good, I bet.
28.
Yeah, you're fine. It was a 20.
He has a plus 11.
Nice. So you smash right through the wall.
Hard.
Quickly. And now you're in.
Hard.
You see just heaps of gold. Heaps of gold. Like chalices, gold, pictures, scrolls, even fucking...
Gold,
like,
scrolls?
Gold scrolls. Shut up.
Why would they make scrolls like
you
this?
You said gold pictures, so is it pictures of gold, or is it pictures made of gold? Or both.
Pictures frames of gold. Of gold. That have
pictures. Got a nice frame.
Of gold.
Not of gold.
It's pictures of stacks of gold.
It's not a still life of gold.
It's already painting the gold they saw in the room.
It was one of the guards. It wasn't a very good picture.
They get bored down there. Nobody ever tries to steal the gold.
However, what you didn't see...
Dragon. There's a dragon in here.
There's a dragon in
here. Fuck!
Fucking classic.
Because they love treasure.
Yeah, that's fair.
And it's not a huge dragon, but it's definitely an adult blue dragon.
What's the room look like? Can you draw the room here for us?
Like, the room's already drawn.
Oh, you need to scale.
So we can put our little people on
so
there.
So this is it, right?
God damn it!
It's this room?
Yeah, but he's going to draw it.
Yes.
He's going
to
draw it.
It's big enough, you don't have to worry about it.
Okay, so it's like the whole...
Yeah, just...
Well, can you put who's in the room on the board?
Yes, I can do that.
You fucking piece of shit.
Oh my god!
Does this look like a nice dragon?
No.
Does it look like that guy?
Perfect.
Perfect. Fuck him up.
And... Oh, we
looks like his name would be Gordon.
Grandpa.
He's got a fisherman.
Got our missions and effects just in case we need them.
Ooh. Grandpa.
Alright, so there's big blue dragon.
Big blue dragon. There's also going to be two...
Come on.
Two draconians.
Okay, two draconians will be green here.
Mm-hmm.
Where are they at? How far from the dragon?
Well, they're large. Large creatures. Like right there.
So I'm gonna take a
pop.
And one battle mage that appears behind the dragon.
So they're the ones that were left behind, right?
They were the ones that were left behind.
Like that show.
Yeah.
Lost?
The Leftovers.
Is that when people got sucked up in heaven?
Like that?
And yeah, raptured?
That more like protected by the Blue Dragon.
Okay.
Protect me, Pappy.
Oh, right. Let's do this.
And then where did we pop in? How far out did we pop from the wall there?
What's that?
How far did we bust through the wall? Like, where are we in relation to them?
Where did we bust?
Pretty close, actually. That they were, like, the dragon was on the, you know, around the gold, because they love that shit. And the two, the guys popped in, because they were guarding the entrance. So they're
pretty close. Like 20 feet from them?
About that.
All right, so Weeblo's like, har. And Vanta.
I'm not there yet.
You're not there yet. Where's my guy? Who are we missing?
Me. Where's my guy? I had to put him out.
He's over there.
No, there he is.
And okay, yeah. So knowing that there's nothing right in front of us, you'd probably turn off your anti-magic field. Yeah. Unless you wanted to run to the fucking mage and turn it on again, that might be okay.
Yeah.
That's true.
But remember, you have a 30-foot radius, so don't catch us in that fucking shit.
Yeah.
Or at least not Glenn. Weeblow doesn't give fuck too much. A little bit.
Would any of the dragon's attacks count as magic?
Some of them, yeah.
They can use... I think some can use magic, but, like, fire breath isn't, like, magic.
I know. I didn't know if he could neutralize some of the attacks.
There's a difference between magic and abilities. Like, they can't cast spells, but they have abilities that are pretty fucking...
But, okay.
Magical.
They're not magical.
I remember
their abilities.
We want to keep it relatively quiet if we can. So
no thunder wave.
No thunder wave. No, don't do fireball or whatever. Yeah. You have it. You have the secret vault, like with a line. It can that take us to the main vault?
That would take you to the main vault. Yeah.
Is it like a 5-foot wall?
It's above.
Oh, okay.
You're in a lower section.
Oh, okay. So we'd have to go up.
You'd have to go up. Yeah.
Okay. And and it's going to take you around. I guess we roll for initiative.
Roll for initiative.